Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to talk about something today that we have really never talked about before. Quite in depth, we've talked kind of passing, talked at the edges, but this is something that's probably going to be kind of important to people. Leanne, let's talk about foundations, big foundations first. Got to give a little background.
Well, we have all kinds of big foundations around us, actually. We have Anderson, the St. Croix Valley. We have St. Andrew's, which is through the church, St. Andrew's. So there are several different foundations, some in Wisconsin and all around Minnesota, and several in the Twin Cities. These foundations welcome your gifts, because when you give to them, they will then use it for very special things. And you get a tax write-off because of it.
All right. Now, what is one of the, what's the probably the biggest negative that if you give to a big foundation, really is you had no control over it?
That's true. In certain cases, you don't. Some of the foundations will say, well, where would you like it to go? And then we'll
put it. To a degree, you get a little control.
Put your money there. But that's true. If it's a great big foundation, they have special places. And unless you really stress and have quite a bit of money, stress that you want to go to a certain situation or a certain place, they will try and honor that, but that doesn't mean they definitely can.
So if you'd like to give in $10,000, you're just kind of a drop in the bucket, because these things are big. Typically, they run millions and millions of dollars, and your $10,000 is always appreciated, but you really don't have a lot of control.
St. Andrew's has a very nice foundation, and one of the things that they want to give to, have people give to, is the music department, because they need a lot of extra money there to run that music department. They will give to places like the Resource Center, which deals with a situation where people actually need homes, you know, if something happens. And there's different places that they will put that money. They'll give it towards the kids. They'll give it towards baptisms. There's different places that that foundation will give money to.
And of course, we've got the big ones here in the Stillwater area, the Anderson Foundation, Anderson Groups. There are several Anderson Foundations, and the St. Croix Valley, which are real good. But we're going to talk about something that is a little different today. We're going to talk about, I, as an individual, would like to create a program where I can put some money.
And have complete control.
Have complete control. And I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a quarter of a million or 5 million. What's that called, Leanne?
We call it a donor-advised fund. And this has been out quite a while. However, a lot of the brokerage companies, brokerage firms, are starting to use them. And you can set up a donor-advised fund, for instance, like through Schwab or through some of the other broker-dealers. And they will go ahead and they will take that money and put it into a cash account. You then go ahead and decide where you want that money to go.
How much do you have to have to start? Let's just get real fundamental with this.
Generally, it's about $5,000.
So the ordinary person could start their own donor-advised fund.
That's right. And there's no startup costs. And there is some administrative fees that will have to apply here, but they are not big. And it's private. It's an individual account activity that can be very, very private.
Now, what do you mean by private? In other words, you control, is that what you're saying?
You control it, and nobody else is involved with it.
So it's you really could you. Do a family.
You could do a family.
This would be a tremendous way for grandma and grandpa to put some money in, drag their grandkids in on it administratively, so that they kind of see what's going on, and show them how wonderful giving some money can be.
Well, so often when your children are getting older, then you can't decide what you should give to the kids. They're getting older, they're getting bigger, and you want them to learn how to give to a charity. So you can go ahead and you can sit down with your family and say, let's open this donor advised fund. We have to put X amount of dollars in. They put that in, and then each year they can add to it. And then they can decide as a family where they want that money to go. And so you are doing a grant where you are actually taking that money at your discretion and granting it out to who you choose to have it go to.
You choose. You choose, and that's the key. Is this deductible at all, Leanne?
Yes, it can be deductible.
And this is very important that you get a chance to give something, but you get a little kiss for that then too.
Right. It doesn't mean that it's totally deductible.
No.
It's a percentage. And the other thing is you can contribute cash. You can contribute stocks. You can contribute bonds. You can contribute real estate. There's a lot of different things that you can choose to contribute. And then generally the broker-dealer, for instance, a brokerage firm like Schwab, will go ahead, because they have charitable trusts too, they will go ahead and they will monitor it, and they will, when you ask for the grant to go ahead, they will send it out. They will keep the records. So you have to figure out how you're going to deal with that brokerage firm if you're going to use a brokerage firm. But the donor advised fund is a wonderful way to set up a family type of a situation and use that money and grant that money to where you feel you want it to go. And it should be a charity that is legal.
No, that's the key. This isn't something for you to squirrel some money away and then sneak in and get it later. Hopefully that you won't get caught. Now, this money has to go to a bona fide charity.
Right, and there's no taxes on this
there's
money.
There's no taxes on this. So this is a great, you've got a deduction going in, and this is a great way to set up, I would say, a family foundation or a family trust.
Well, like a family trust. You can say that there's like three or four different steps. You open it up, you contribute to it, you invest that money once you get it in there. You can invest it in different mutual funds, stocks, bonds. It depends upon how you set it up. Then you decide when you want to grant that money out. And when you grant that money out, you should at least do at least $50, $100, $200 out. I mean, you can grant as much as you want, but you don't want it to be too little.
$3, yes, no.
And then from there, you can extend it. You're really extending your legacy.
That's right.
Because you can continue to do this every year. But it's very private for you. Now, if you want a private foundation, then that's a whole different ballgame, because that's what the really, really big money. And in a situation like that, there's a lot of bookwork and things going on.
A lot of paperwork
and
taxes within the foundation itself that are due.
So you have to look at the fact that the average person would be interested in doing something like this, and a donor advised fund is a wonderful way to do it.
If somebody has a question, Leanne, give them your phone number. Don't call me. I know nothing about this. Call Leanne at
651-365-5000. I'll give it again, 651-365-5000. And I do have material on it that I will send out to you.
That's very important. There are some brochures that would be very helpful for people who are interested in at least exploring the idea. Whether you do it or not, that's certainly up to you. But let's just take 30 seconds and review this, Leanne.
Okay. Take your family. And this is what I like about it. If you do it as a family, it really makes a difference. Bring your children in on it.
Bring the grandkids in on it.
Grandkids even. And set up what we call a donor-advised fund. And the minimum is generally $5,000. Once you get it open, you put the money in there, and then you go ahead and decide where you want that money to go. And it is your choice where you want it to go. But it should be a legal, charitable situation.
Let's assume somebody called and said, I got $25,000 I want to put into a donor advised fund. But Leanne, I don't know how, I'm not sure what I want to do in terms of his investments. Can you help them with that?
Certainly, because what will happen is you have the right to manage it yourself, or you can go ahead and have an advisor help you manage it. And you'll probably want to go ahead and have mutual funds individual stocks, bonds, that kind of a thing, in that donor advised fund. Therefore, you may need help. Well, depending upon who your advisor is, I'm sure they can help you, or you can contact me and I can give you ideas and I can help you with that.
So this is a real neat thing for people who are like to do some things like this, but don't have a quarter of a million or half a million or $1 million to put into it. And I just think it's a great way to for parents, grandparents, to work with grandkids to show them how wonderful giving is.
Well, it's so often that when you come to church, you give money to church, and you the offering plate goes by, and the little kids see that, and then they put some money in. In fact, I know of one situation where the father brought his child, and when the offering plate went by, the little kid took all the money out. In fact, he actually kind of bumped it. Some of the money went out, and then he just dumped the whole thing and took all the money. Well, father had a little teaching to do. But basically, that's what generally you see. The giving is done at church. And then you might give to Girl Scouts, you might give to Boy Scouts, you might give here, you might give there. But that's a whole different ballgame because you get the tax write-off. And there might be some things where you have to buy for the boys from the Boy Scouts, et cetera. Those are one kind of a way of giving to an organization. But if you want to be personally involved, that's where the Donor Advised Fund is really a benefit, and especially to your family, because your family can go together and they can decide each year where they want to go. And they can actually put a little bit of money in each year instead of giving each other a gift. And then they can grant or decide where they want to give it. And it's surprising. They get to see a whole different picture there because they are creating a legacy.
What a great legacy to have. And then grandma and grandpa start this out, and then the kids get to continue it, and the grandkids keep involved. So if they have questions, give Leanne a call at
651-365-5000.
We're going to run close out of time, Leanne. We should just talk a little bit about taxes real quickly. Tax time is here. Time to file your taxes back. I don't want to throw up on the table here, but
nobody wants to pay their taxes.
Nobody wants to pay your taxes, but it's time to do it. Get your records all together. As Leanne said the other day when we talked, don't be in a big hurry. Make sure all the records are in.
All the statements are in. All the information is in, because if not, and you go too soon, you may have to do some of it over again, and you don't want to do that.
Don't want to have to do that. Or you've got to go back and refile and file an amendment, and then it's all screwed up, and you don't want to do that.
And really, the overseas funds, et cetera, are the ones that are the most difficult, because they come out with information at a later time, and it's always a mess if you go too soon.
Always a mess if you go too soon. Okay. Any other quick words of wisdom, Leanne, this morning?
No, but don't forget you can do your IRAs, and you don't have to do a huge amount. So often people think, I've got to pull in the full amount. No, you don't. Put in what you can afford to put in. It is beneficial to you because down the line, it will count towards your retirement.
Always, even if you got a couple $100 or $300, put it in, get it there, get it working for you. We're running almost out of time, Leanne. If you got questions, give Leanne a call at
651-365-5000.
My number is 651-436-3997. We love questions. We love comments. If you have something you'd want to have us talk about, give us a call. Or email the station here, and we'd love to do it. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.